Excerpts from A Devotee's Diary by Dennis Hartle. In this entry from Dennis' diary, he asks Sri Bhagavat, the founder of Arunachala Ashrama, about the mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya and about the relationship between Bhagavat himself and Sri Bhagavan. November 2, 1977, Arunachala Ashrama, Bridgetown, Nova Scotia, Canada, 6:40 p.m. It is now all still and quiet, both within and without the house. Bhagavat seems to be immersed in sleep, and I have just returned from milking the cows. I am sitting in the kitchen, trying to recollect all I have heard today. Bhagavat and I went out this afternoon to the back orchard to gather some apples. I climbed the trees, shook the branches, causing a storm of apples to fall to the ground. The large old trees have not been attended to in many years. The apples have some slight flaws, so we prefer to use them for making apple sauce. I thought we would collect 70 pounds of the best ones, leaving the remainder for the cows to eat. But Bhagavat found they were all good. I am from the village. What do I know? They all look good, he exclaimed. He even found the taste superior to any he had ever tasted. But in the end, he finally consented to leave some for the cows, and we satisfied ourselves with only a large bagful. While in the orchard picking apples, I asked him, in your writings, you always refer to the unceasing repetition of Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya. When did you first hear this mantra? He couldn't recall any specific date, but told me that he must have first begun repeating it after seeing it written in the publications from Sri Ramanashramam around 1955 or so. Then I said, sadhakas take up repetition of mantras first orally and then mentally, and afterwards it is said it sinks into the heart. And also I have read that the means in the end becomes the goal. That is the unceasing repetition in the heart. Did you ever repeat this mantra orally as a form of sadhana or practice? He replied, no, I could never do it orally. Then I asked, when did you first start feeling Sri Bhagavan's presence in your heart? With great enthusiasm, he began explaining. It was in that vision of Sri Bhagavan in 1954. Before that, I was getting up early, waiting, doing Sridhasasana, headstand, for 20 or 30 minutes and reading books. After that vision, I would practice this self-awareness, mostly while walking. I would walk very much in those days, and all the while, although I might seem to be looking outwards, the repetition of Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya would be going on within me. I would take a book with me, sit in the park, but I could never open it, for this practice would go on. Then, after a reflective pause, he went on, since my early childhood, this fire has been burning within me. I then asked him, in 1954, when Sri Bhagavan came to you in the dream, were you reading his teachings at that time? No, he replied. It was only after that, in 1955, I started getting Sri Bhagavan's books. But in 1941, while teaching in Darjeeling, I first saw Sri Bhagavan's name and form, and right then I knew my relationship with him. What do you mean? I asked. He continued. The wheels were lifted and I knew I have had a relationship with him, birth after birth. I always said that he will be my guru, of whom I need not ask a single question. Bhagavat has told me of this experience of Sri Bhagavan in 1941 at other times also. It seems he wanted to fly to Sri Ramanashramam that very minute and later tried to arrange to go, but he never succeeded. He has also said that after this particular incident in 1941, his interest in Sri Bhagavan receded. But 13 years later, in 1954, Sri Bhagavan all of a sudden began to dramatically change his life. It was not until 1960 that he finally went to Sri Ramanashramam for the first time. Today, he related to me how he felt at that time. It was like Bhagavan was holding me by the hand, and I, like a child first learning to walk, would fall, but Bhagavan would lift me. Again, I would fall, but Bhagavan was holding me by the hand, and he would always lift me.